I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, a group of Muslim men on Indonesia's island of Sumatra attacked a prayer house. 30 Christian children were there with their parents to take a religion class. Two kids were injured by attackers throwing objects. Bruce Allen with FMI saw footage of the attack and says,
"Men armed with wooden sticks smashed the building's windows, even while women and children were still inside. Kids crying and screaming could be heard as they were forced out by the group. You know, it was very terrorizing for them."
Police have arrested 9 men connected to the attack, and Allen urges you to
pray for that resilience and perseverance of the Christians, especially those young, tender students, that they would learn much from this experience that they endured.
And a ministry founded at the close of World War II celebrates 80 years of impact. Mission Aviation Fellowship President and CEO David Holston says,
"We just see this as an amazing display of God's faithfulness to our organization. And we want to make sure that we recognize all that he's done for us."
Known widely as MAF, the ministry began as a question in the minds of World War II pilots. Today, MAF serves 29 countries across Africa, Asia, Eurasia, and Latin America. They support the work of missionaries, Bible translators, and relief and humanitarian agencies. It's not always easy.
The regulatory burden has grown significantly. Our airplanes have gotten more costly, so that's driven up the financial resourcing that's needed for our ministry.
That's why MAF needs help from people like you. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.